Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. It's a Wednesday. It's Wednesday. And we are happy to have psychic medium Chris Garcia joining me once again this evening. And just to prove it, here he is, look.
Hi, Ken. What's up?
I'm good, yeah. Okay. Are we ready to rumble?
Yes, sir.
We're ready to go? Okay. Alrighty. 1 hour then, ladies and gents, is all we have. So, our first line this evening, Donna.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Chris. It's Donna. How are you?
What's up?
I have a question. I met this man named Michael in a restaurant. We had lunch together. He seemed to be very anxious to get into a relationship. And, you know, he's quite old. I'm 67. He's 78. But he's just not my type. But he seemed like okay to be a friend. And I told him that. He called me a couple times after that. And he says, oh, call me anytime. Will he be okay with just that friendship? You know, no expectations of anything else?
Personally, I feel like he expects more than that. I think he was anxious to go further than friendship. But I think if you put the boundaries down to what you say, you know what, I really, you know, you can tell him without being, you know, without hurting his feelings. If you're, like, attracted to him in a way, you can say, I'm attracted to you, but not sexually attracted to you. Or you can say, I'm just attracted to you. Whatever works best for you, whatever you feel in your heart that you need to tell him. Because things do work, and you just want that friendship and you want more. Sometimes friendship can turn into relationship later on, but if he's not tight, then
yeah.
But if he's not your type, then I would just say keep him as a friend, because if you did even say if you were not even interested and you wanted to give it a shot, I was told that it wasn't going to work either way, not because of he's not your type. It was just wouldn't work. So
Right.
So should I keep him just
as a friend?
I would think.
I've already told him. You know, I just want to be friends. But he may have in his mind that the friendship will go into something else, right, like you said.
Well, yeah, I think he would expect, I would think he probably does expect more than that. Now, if he cuts you off, which I'm pretty sure he's going to.
Good.
Then that means that he wasn't even a friend to begin with. He was just wanting that one thing, and then he's done.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bam, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care if we don't see each other again. You know, I'm not that much into him, but I just always think it's nice to have friends, you know. You never know, you know. I mean, we have
and
nice conversations.
And what Donna is this? Because I know a lot of Donnas.
Uh-huh.
No, I think your name is Donna, right?
Right, my name is Donna.
No, but have we ever talked before?
Yeah, we've talked before. Yeah, I think you're great.
Where?
You're wonderful. On this
site. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know, because I have other friends that are Donna. That's why I was like, who's Donna? Like,
yeah, I'm on
Donna
your Facebook, too. I'm on your Facebook, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I
like all the premonitions you get. All the premonitions you get are really great. Now, how about my finances, Chris? I kind of go on luck and windfalls and things like that. And last Sunday, Monday, I went to the casino. I did pretty good. Yeah,
personally,
I did pretty good.
I personally think the finances are the way they should be. Just don't overdo it and just know when you feel lucky, you know when to do it and you know when to stop. But as far as finances, I just say that you will come up with some more money as time goes on.
Oh, good.
So just be very careful. As far as that goes, I don't see anything that you need to be concerned about. But with him, I just feel that he might cut you off, more likely. But if he doesn't, then he values your friendship. And if he does, you know, if y'all do talk, I say that you might not hear from him that much, because friends are really not, you know, friends like the way they used to be. So you might hear him every frequently, but not as much. So that will tell you where you stand with him. So just to let you know that.
Well, that's fine. You know, I don't care either way if I'm friends or not friends. I was just kind of being polite and didn't want to hurt his feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted to let him down gently. I got to be friends.
I know if it was somebody else that was like a gold digger or would probably take him for his money that he does have. And I don't see you as a gold digger. I think you're more of a person that cares about the person's feelings instead of leading them on. So I would say that you're doing a good thing by being honest.
Oh, yeah, I'm not leading them on. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
But thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and have a lovely day.
Take care. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Donna.
Ooh,
okay. Rosie, then. Let me see. Where are we? We did have four people on our account. I know I screened them, but they don't seem to be in there. Okay. Queen.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I've been doing good, and as a matter of fact, I did a show yesterday. I was busy. It was unexpected, but I'm getting back to my normal self, whatever the hell that is. But other than that, I'm doing good. So, do you have any questions for me?
Good. I'm glad you're better. See what you get, and if I get a, you know, if I feel like I should ask a question, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Well, now that I shuffle the cards, it says integrating, which there can be some people that are probably going to try to integrating would probably be mean that people are going to try to tell you how to do things, how to run things. So I would say to be very careful with that. I don't feel that you really should have to be changing your mind for no one, what I was told. But to me, I just feel that take things very slowly. And that's what I was told. So the Two of Wands represents a partnership or a working relationship, opposite sex complement one another, and decisions that you'll be making. Okay, so that's what I was told with that card. So it's telling me that the Hermit card came out, and with the Hermit is that you're just there just to be observant, is what I'm being told. You have a lot of wisdom that you're seeking to within. There might be something that might be trying to guide you into the darker or confusing time. So I'm being told that it's good to be, I guess, kind of silent, is what I was told, just to, you know, don't say too much about yourself. And the imprisonment card says that there's going to be people that are going to try to manipulate you. So I would say just to be very careful with that. Due to everything that's changing, there's a major shift because of the full moon. But I'm being told that you can nurture and put love into the situation, and things will get better because the nurture card came up. So it's telling me that things will get better. Things will start doing like the conventions that you're meant to do, the events that you will be doing. There's also development with new opportunities coming in the winter time. But I'm being told to choose the events wisely in what you're doing. And that's what I got for you right now.
Okay, and thank you. In terms of events, could you elaborate on that any more in terms of doing retreats, internet retreats and or in-person retreats?
I think there's going to be more of a, so when I see retreats, I see more of a getting outdoors, working with the elements of fire, wind, spirit. I'm going to be working more on the outdoors, what I'm seeing. So connecting to nature. It's going to be working with a lot of things. And it's weird because I'm seeing the towers, the witch towers of the east and south, the west and the north. I don't know why I'm seeing that. And you know what keeps coming to me? When I see that, I see the movie The Craft, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. And then the Wheel of Fortune came out, so that's telling me that things are going to start turning for the better. There's been kind of things where you've been kind of quiet and very thin. Where now it's kind of like you're speaking more and doing more of work that you're supposed to be doing. And I do feel the ancestors are guiding you into your spiritual your path. And I also want to say, too, I mean, I haven't really touched on this ever. I don't think I've ever touched this with you, but I see crafty stuff being made, like earrings. I'm seeing jewelry being sold, bracelets with shock, different kind of meanings. And I even see an Etsy shop being done. If you don't have an Etsy shop, I do see one coming in the near future for you.
I don't have an Etsy shop, but I've been making jewelry for years, so yes, for many, many decades, actually. So, yeah, I'm probably going to focus on it more. And with that said, fabric, me working with fabric and, clothing. Am I writing?
Yeah.
Like in the next two minutes.
What did you say?
Clothing, fabric, and writing.
Honestly, when I look at that, I see rune stones on the fabric. I'm seeing like rune symbols, all different type of symbols. There might be clothing that might for fashion, but you're also going to put like when you do fabric, you're going to put engrave or like sew. Certain symbols on the fabric, and that would be more for like the witches and stuff like that, and the mystical people. So I feel like you're going to be doing more fabric. And even though I didn't know about the jewelry that you've been doing it, but for some reason I've seen it more out there. Like right now, even though you validated me on the jewelry, even though you've been doing it for years, but for some reason I see it more exposed. Than what
yes.
You've been doing it for years. I feel like it's going to come out more.
I accept that with gratitude, and thank you. Thank you both so much, Ken and Chris.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Quinn. Thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ken. Hello. Hi, Chris.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Deep.
Who?
Deep.
Oh, okay. So how can I help you?
Any messages that you pick from Spirit for me today, please?
Okay. Okay, so first of all, it says the colors angel card coming out. I was told to do the oracle cards to do. For some reason, I was told to do the oracle. And then it says obsession. I almost want to say that there has been a person that's been kind of obsessed with you. That's what I was told. Kind of like there's someone that has just been watching you for quite some time. And then the colors angel is that you need to feel more, you need to be better, feel more better about yourself than feeling the pain, because you've been hiding the pain for a long, long time. I feel like that needs to, you need to work on that. If you need to use a mirror to reflect your pain and your loneliness pain out. That's what I was told, okay? And then it says, with the child that I was meant to be, is this an instant of clarity in the light I need? So it means that you need some kind of more positive energy around you. You need light around you. I feel like you're surrounded by people that are more, I guess, on the darker end. Not that you don't like being around the darker end, but I just feel like you just need more support in what you do with the business. Sorry, guys, I had to cough for a second. But that's what I'm seeing. I feel like there needs to be more of positive prayer, and I'll probably send prayers out to you because I do see that you need more positive light around you. And the people that are not really serving you that really good, then I feel like you need to cut the cord. From then I'm being told that your guides will cut the cord from the people that you're meant to cut the cord with. So you need to be surrounded around more light workers, more people that be more positive. Because I do feel you have a mixture of friends that do a little bit of the light, the gray, and the dark. So I don't feel that's good for you. I don't know why I'm being told to tell you that, but that's what I'm seeing for you right now. Are you there?
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
And I just feel that you've been going through a lot of pain, emotional pain. And I feel like I'm alone and I have no one to really talk to. But I just feel that you need to know that you're loved, and I'm being told that you are loved and that the universe loves what you do. It's just that you're not being told that you're loved, and you're being told that you're not to accomplish things. I'm being told that you've been hearing voices in your head telling you otherwise, but I'm going to send you some prayers and love to get you out of this little, I guess you could say, depression or just anxiety. I think it's a little bit of everything. So I see a big change coming for you. I want to say probably by mid-February. It's coming. Your time is coming, it's going to change for the better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hopefully that makes a lot of sense.
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Now we might take a little break for a music, because I'm looking at just two more people actually in the clock here at the moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and we've done this on last night's show. because basically, if we don't take one, then it's like, you know, with just two people there, it's like, okay, the show's going to finish before the hour, and we don't really want that. So take a short break and kind of fill the space for us. Well, we've got the time to, and it's nice for Chris as well, give him a break. We can't always do it on an hour show when it's busy, but whenever we get an opportunity, let's have a bit of it. Oh, okay. I had my son round here earlier on today, one of my lads, and we were kind of discussing, where would you go if you won some big money? And yeah, that's one of the places that come up. But yeah, the West Indies, I don't know, I go to Kingston Town, I think, to see what it looks like today. They are. But, the Bahamas, Caribbean, the wife wants to go on a safari. She definitely wants to go up in a plane before she leaves. We're not done none of them things. We didn't have a honeymoon or anything, you know. Let's just say that our family was a bit skingy, yeah? Stingy.
Yeah. No, they wasn't just skingy. We had to pay for our own wedding because my father wouldn't put his hand in his pocket.
In his pocket, there you go. Right, Corky is building up. We've got one more caller in there. So the music works. So we're going to bring back Chris. Our next call this evening is going to be Suzanne.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm doing good today. Feeling good. How about you?
I'm doing good, kind of. But my question is, I met a guy online. His name is Bill. Do you see a future with that? And then I'm going to go for a job interview for something different. I was working with kids all my life, but something in packaging, like at a warehouse kind of thing, medical center, medical place. On the 31st, do you see that happening, or the guy, or any, what do you see anything?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm doing the 5 tentacles. There's going to be production. I see like packing. I'm doing more of this thing.
Yeah,
it's like
packing. Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing with the production card. So there is production about to change. Even though you might be working with children, but that might be either a side job or something that could be impossible.
It couldn't be a side job. I would quit the ones with the kid, and I would take that full time, the packaging one. That's what it's for, full time, 6 a.m. to 3.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can see that happening. I mean, because I'm seeing the production. And then the visionary card says the King of Wands. It says this man that's very, very sexy, very good looking. I would say that he's around the circle, I guess you can say, so to speak. He's in your life path.
I can't hear you. You're kind of mumbled.
He's in your life path. There's a man coming, very sexy and very, kind of very just a good-looking man.
Well, the one I'm going to go on a date with next week, I was supposed to this week, but I can't because I'm sick. The one for next week, he was okay-looking, but that's the one I'm talking to on the phone this past week. He's supposed to meet next week. We were supposed to meet Friday, but I can't.
I think the one that I see is kind of very sexy. I mean, I'm not like that. I'm not saying he's gay or I'm gay or nothing, but he's very, very attractive. He can pass, I would say. I don't know how I would rate him if I was a woman, but that's just saying, so to speak. And then when I see with the card that just popped up, that there's outside influence that has been kind of like slowing things down. Because I see the devil card. So the devil card is telling me that there was some outside influence that has kind of prevented you from going further out. But I do feel even though there is negative energy, I feel like that is being removed as we speak.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet. I only talked to him online.
I would say maybe there must be something that you might find out. I don't know if it's him or it must be something around something else. I don't know why, but I would say just be very careful. Be very cautious.
Oh.
And just don't
rush
into things.
Do you see me meeting somebody else and getting married, or?
Well, I saw somebody else. Firstly, this guy that I saw that you were talking to, he's okay. But I would say that if you meet another person, it would be more of on a local basis. I would be sometime.
Do you know when I'm going to meet that one?
I'm being told in March time frame.
How? Because I'm not going to go online. How am I meeting them?
I guess it's probably going out to maybe to do something, an errand, and you're going to run into him.
Oh, do you see me getting engaged or married in the future, like a year?
I want to say when I see March time, I see like more just dating. If it's marriage and, you know, marriage, I don't see that until much, much later, but I see a proposal or an engagement, but that's not till much, much later after March time frame.
Well, I don't want much too later. I'm 61 years old.
I would see probably if I wanted to put the number on it of when, I'm seeing probably in, probably July, August.
Oh, all right. I thought you meant like I had to wait 3-5 years or something like that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm seeing with that.
But, so you mean I'm going to meet them in March and then get proposed to in July?
More likely, yeah. I want to say that you'll probably be engaged by that time.
Really?
Which
we're only
going to
date like April, May, June, 4 months?
I would say you're going to get to know each other real quick, and I feel like it's more of a twin flame. Is what I get, more of a twin flame.
Oh, so you think, what was I going to say? Is he going to live close to me?
Personally, from what I see, yeah. I want to say he is going to be living close to you.
Oh, all right.
So at least you have some kind of something good coming.
And you think I'm going to get the job, too? The interview is January 31st.
That one? The possibilities are endless, even though we're still not even towards the end of the month. But I see a good chance. As long as you show good interview, you're showing that you're dependable and reliable. Yeah, I can see you working.
I interview on my lunch break because I work now, so I have to go in the car on my lunch break via Zoom and do it.
Yeah,
it's virtual.
I see you doing good, so I think you're passed for it. And I say probably you'll be working like right after the 31st. Or probably
2 weeks later or so.
Yeah, so just know that you have a good opportunity coming in. I just want to say congratulations.
Do you see anything else besides the guy and the job? You see anything else that I should know?
I see like travel when you get better. I don't know why. I guess maybe getting like out of town, or maybe I'm going to a resort just to get out. You know, not in a big event or nothing, but I see like little things like probably a resort or like a little gathering or something to where you can maybe go fishing or swimming, depending on how the weather will be by that time. But I see getting out and just getting outdoors. I think we all need those outdoors.
Yeah.
With all this weather,
you don't think this guy I'm going to meet next week, you don't think he's the one? The one that
honestly,
I met online that's okay.
Honestly, I got a question mark on that one.
I know,
honest,
I feel the same way. I don't know if he works too much or something. Something's fishy, right?
Honestly? Do you really? Okay, well, you know what? I'm always said the truth, okay? You won't find out. I'm going to tell you, don't tell him anything, just play along and just play stupid. But I was told to tell you that he might be already talking to somebody else while he's talking to you. He's playing the field, just put it that way. He's playing the field, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
And so as far as, like, working, he might say that he's working too much, but no. There's something, he might not talk as much, so be surprised that if he make the conversation shorter, there's something fishy about that. It doesn't sit right to me because I got a big question mark with like a red flag right beside it. So that's kind of like a caution.
All right. And you think, all right. I mean, I was a little sick this week, but I think I'm going to get better.
Yeah, and I send prayers to you, and I hope you get better too.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzette. All right, then. Let's see that. All right, let's see where we are. Marilyn.
Hi, Chris.
Who am I speaking to?
Marilyn. Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Marilyn Tepelepew.
Oh, what's up, girl? I was like, who am I talking to? I was like, who? Because I know a lot of different people by different names. I was like, what? So how have you been?
Yeah. All right. I've been looking for you on the stuff. You haven't been on? Or I've just...
No, I was on last night for 3 hours, so you missed that one. I was on at 8 o'clock. From 8 to 10. I was on from 8 to 10.
Oh,
so,
that's
I don't know
if
you need to check.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have any questions for me, or you just want to see what comes out?
Yeah, let's see what comes out. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Okay. Why are these coming out? I don't like this. I don't fucking like this shit. First of all, the devil card that came out is outside and flowing. I shuffled it. I made sure I shuffled it right. The Empress card came up. I don't know why, but I keep seeing a female. I don't know if it's a guy, mother, something that's very interested in seeing you or wanting to talk to you for some reason. I don't know why. And then the Star card says that this person is very, very quiet. He seems like he's got good things on his shoulders, but he just doesn't like people invading his space and his private life. And then also, oh my God, I hate this. I saw the Death card, meaning that there's a lot of interference with the guy that you will be talking to. I don't know what it is, but it seems like you're coming across all these guys that ain't worth a shit. Okay, I'm just going to tell you like that. They ain't worth a damn. And I feel that you're just looking all in the wrong places. So that's one thing. The other thing is the Oracle cards are coming out for me. For some reason, they're telling me that you need to work on yourself. Hold on, I'm about to sneeze. Hold up. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I should have put that on mute. But sorry. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to sneeze. Sorry, Kim. That came unexpected. That's just strange. Like, sneeze. One thing I was going to tell you is just work on your beauty. How beautiful and sexy you are, and just work on your look. Work more on that. And I feel that if you dress properly, you will attract a proper man. I'm not saying that you're not, but just dress more the way that you've been dressing. Don't draw too much attention yourself. And then there is some anger, which is the anger and shame part, is that you have been hiding your pain. And I feel like you're just about done. And it says that there's an outside force out, channeled outside, and it's undirected to where it's got to be, but whatever it is, it's very powerful. So I would say, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I would say you need to go get a cleanse. You need a cleanse, and maybe the predicaments would come out different. I don't know if there's any wooden devils or any witch doctor that you can do cleansing on that area that you can trust to touch you. I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. I feel like you need a cleanse. And I might cleanse some of the negative dirt around you. Does that make sense?
So I get somebody to do it. There's nothing I can do myself.
You can do the egg, but you have to have the egg with temperature. But when you pray, it's got to come from deep inside your heart when it comes to temperature. And then make sure you put the egg in the cup and see how the egg is. And maybe it might form a letter of where this energy is coming from or who's possibly doing it. It's probably somebody within your local area. I'm going to see if I can get a, if it's a female or a male. Is it female or a male that could be doing this? Male. I'm almost going to say, like, I'm almost like an ex. I don't know why. An ex or someone that's gone to somebody that's doing this kind of work. Now, I would say do the egg if you don't trust anyone.
And then what prayer do you pray? Our Father?
Yes, you can do that. And then the Holy Mary, that one. But you will need to take the egg out now. I don't know if you're at home, but if not, just make sure that nobody touches that egg, and it has to be room temperature. Might feel a big difference. Now what?
You said room temperature?
Yes, it's got to be room temperature. You can't just take the egg out from the refrigerator and do it.
Oh.
It's got to be room temperature.
So I'm not going to nobody? That's good?
Honestly, with all this stuff around you, you need to get rid of that shit first before anyone comes in your life. Because I think with the guys that have been coming, like that married guy, I mean, if he wasn't married, he would have been kind of like, okay, he wouldn't have been the perfect, but he would have been kind of like, I guess, all right. But since he's kind of like playing the field and being married and being a hoe, I'm sorry to say it, but he was being a hoe.
I didn't even think about that idiot.
I would think he's trying to someone more decent. But I think maybe and I think it would change for you. And I want to say, if anything, I would see if you do it as soon as you can, I see good things coming by the end of this, either this month or the beginning of February. But this cleansing needs to get done. This cleansing needs to get done. Okay?
Okay.
And I would say to get, if you can, get some tobacco and get some offerings to your ancestors. If there's ancestors outside, even though you can't see them, even tobacco might do some good cleansing inside and out.
What do you do with it?
And I would,
What do you do with tobacco?
It's an offering to clear anything that could be lingering to get. It would be your ancestors, the loved ones on the other side, to clear anything negative or your anger.
So where do I put it? Do I just put it in a plate or something and put it there?
Yeah. Yeah, you can put it out there and just let it burn. Because I can feel that things will change for you. Because you've always had this thing that where you've had good things coming, but just when they thought they were good, they turned out bad for you. Like all the men that have been around you have been kind of like too good to be true. Yeah, so just that's what I was told to tell you. You need to find out. You need to do this cleanse. You do need this cleansing. And if you don't want no one touching you and you don't trust anyone, then do it yourself. And that would be the best way.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Hope you feel better.
Well, and I am feeling better. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Marilyn. Okay. All right. Right. So, let me see. Where are we going? Ha.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, Chris. This is Pat. I've talked to you a few times
Pat?
Before. Pat, yeah.
Wait, what's your name?
Pat.
Like Kat, like K-A-T? Or?
No, Pat, like Patricia.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. Sorry, I just said it sounded kind of muffled for a second. So what can I help you with today?
Well, I'm just going to see if you can just in general, whatever spirit wants me to know right now.
Okay.
Everybody needs to be sniffling.
Yeah, I know. Just, there's been a lot of weird energy. I've been feeling it. You know what's crazy? I'm going to tell you what's weird. I don't know why I've been told to say this, but before the show, it was last night. When was it? I think it was like around 1 or 2. I felt like something did not want me on Kim's show. I started feeling kind of like this pressure in my ears. My ears were clogged up. I don't know why. It's been the weather. The energy's been very, very strange. You know, with this weather and then the volcano. I think it's just a little bit of everything that's going on. It's throwing everything kind of out of whack. One thing I was going to say, the anniversary card that came out, so there would be someone that's going to apologize or someone that will be there to support you. I was also told that sometimes you might think like something are playing tricks on you, but it's not you, it's more you're just feeling things, you just don't know where it's coming from. And then the Lover's card came up for you, so there's love around you. And there's love coming your way if you don't have anyone. So I just know that that's something positive. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not with anybody now. I've been alone for quite a long time.
I know, but I'm seeing the lover's card, so that must mean that there's love in the air. So the universe is working on that as we speak. And then it's telling me the fear card's coming up, so it's telling me just to keep praying in what you do and the faith that you have. And when I'm looking at the card is like kind of changing its features on the card itself. Like I'm seeing through it, and I see with a bow with burning sweet grass, and I see you burning sage. And I'm being told that I see you walking out into the field. It looks like a forest or a lake for some reason. I don't know why. I feel like you're doing a lot of energy work, shadow work, and I feel like it's going to help you for this coming year. And then I see victory coming through. So I don't know what the victory is about, but I see something coming that you're going to come out and win whatever situation you're going through. You're going to come out winning. I don't know if you can hear me because I hear a lot of air in the background. Is that you with that air in the background?
Not me. I don't have anything going.
Okay, well, then that's weird because I'm hearing a lot of air in the background. I don't know what that means, but I'm hearing a lot of air. Like if you're walking or driving or whatever you're doing.
No, I'm seeing a lot of...
I can't hear you. Say it again.
I said I'm indoors, and it's pretty quiet where I am.
Okay, well, then there must be something else trying to come through. Okay, then it's also telling me that there is time for you to take care of yourself. The symbol of my body came out. The card came out. It's telling me that love yourself more than, and just know that God loves you. I mean, know that you're loved, so don't ever feel like you're not. And that it's telling me that you feel like you're not worth enough for anything or anything better in your life. That's not true. I'm being told to tell you that right now. And then it says, with a parasite card, it says, when the only answer to the lack of self-effective is to cling to another one. So I'm being told that I want to be there to support you because you feel so alone that you really don't have someone to talk to. Even though it's quiet, which is good to be. The quietness, but sometimes the quietness gets a little too lonely, so you do need companionship.
Yeah,
it's difficult
meeting people, but
I can't hear you. Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
It's difficult meeting people, but I hope it's going to be better.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean. And then it says, what can't I have forever? I will have for a minute. Why can't I have a minute? I will hold to move for 1 second. So that's meaning that you want to find someone. And it just said, you just said what the card is telling me to tell you, that you want to find someone to talk to. But it's just that you don't know who to even trust anymore nowadays. Because everything is, everybody's so damn fucking crazy that you don't know if it's going to come out good or if it's going to come out bad. So it's kind of, sorry, it's kind of difficult for you to deal with this because you're wanting love, you're wanting affection. But why is it that you can't have forever? Why can't you have a happy ending with someone? And I feel like you do need companionship or friendship or people to talk to so you won't feel down. Because there's days that, I mean, don't you feel down? But if you feel down, what I was told to tell you is, I don't know if you have sand around you or if you don't, if you have grass, walk on the grass and go hug a tree. You need to like ground yourself more so you won't go so alone. And it might help you to really, anything that doesn't help you, what you're doing is when you walk barefooted, you're letting go of all the negative and it's going onto the ground. And then when you're holding onto the tree, whatever the tree is, like when you're giving the tree hug, it's like you're giving nature, you're giving Mother Earth, you're giving respect for nature and the cuddle that you want to give, that you want it to return. So anything from coming from the tree is going into you. So you're like the root, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was told to tell you. So maybe if you walk barefoot, it might help you.
Yeah, I live near the ocean too, so I have a lot of sand I can walk in. I'm in
okay,
Florida,
then
that's
good for you because that's a big plus right now.
Yeah.
That's a big plus for you, and I think you do need that. So when you can, and you can go outside and it's not cold or anything, just walk in the sand. And if there's water, just walk near the water in the sand. If the water is not that cold, you can bear it. Walk into the water and just, you know, just ask for to release anything negative, go into the ground, and then whatever you want into your life, you gotta let it come from the top, from your arms down into your heart, you know, and stuff like that. I guess things will change for you.
You mentioned something about victory on the situation. I'm still trying to collect some past money owed to me from unemployment. It's been ridiculous.
Oh, wow. So I must have been hitting on that. So, but I'm told that you're going to win it. You're going to win that. So if I give it some time, but I mean, don't probably in March, April.
Wow. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, hon. I appreciate it. I hope you feel better.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. All right, we're going to wrap this one up then, ladies and gents, because that was the last call in the call queue. And if somebody called now, it'd be kind of impractical to take the call because we really don't have the time to set them up. So we're going to say big thank you to Chris. Hope that you get this because you sound as though you got full of the cold there at the moment. So
I know.
Thank you, Chris. By Friday, and we'll do it all again Friday. Yeah.
I'm good to see you, sir.
Right, thanks, Chris. You go and
you're welcome.
Take a hot lemon drink or something now. So there's Chris doing his very best for us there this evening with what sounds like a heavy head cold. I noticed sneezing a lot there, so it's not good. But as they say, get yourself an early night. Get some hot lemon drinks down here, and hopefully we'll have Chris back with us on Friday in good shape. So we're going to leave you with a bit of music, which we don't normally do because we've got time to. So what can we have? What can we let's see. Oh, yeah. I think this one.